Dean Richards now with entertainment news, and I never thought I'd be using King Charles and Ozzy Osbourne in the same sentence, but same. Tell us about this.
Yeah, same thing. I was really surprised when I heard of that connection. Sharon Kelly and Jack Osbourne all got together for the first time since Ozzy Osbourne's passing to do their podcast, and of course they talked about their grief and how hard life has been without Ozzy since he passed away last July. They shared stories of people who are helping him through this difficult time, including the King of the United Kingdom, King Charles, who reached out in a letter. Sharon said that the King's understanding of what people go through when these kinds of things go on was very, very comforting. Said it's not the first time. The royal family also reached out in 2003 when Ozzy was in a motorcycle accident. But he wrote a nice letter of condolence and sympathy. We also learned in the podcast that Ozzy had been secretly hospitalized for 2 weeks before that final concert that came just a couple of weeks before his death. So the Ozzy Osbourne story continues.
Yes, it does. There's a new series on the CW, and you talked to, is she the star of this?
She is the star. Catherine McNamara is her name. She is the star of what will be the first of six primetime movies, original primetime movies, that are based on the best-selling Harlequin novels that you may have grown up with. First one's going to be Montana Mavericks. Catherine stars as a New York City author trying to break her writer's block, so she moves to a family ranch that she inherited in Montana. I talked with her on a Zoom chat, and she told me a little about the project.
It harkens back to the heart of what Harlequin romance is, and the, you know, the sweeping landscapes and the beautiful love stories. And as a hopeless romantic, I love that. But it also reinvents it in a way that's very modern and in the sort of rom-com tone that CW does very well.
What is the basic premise then of Montana Mavericks?
So Montana Mavericks follows the story of Heather, who is a best-selling author in New York City, who, after the death of her mother, finds out she's inherited a ranch in Montana. So she has to go back, not only while she's dealing with her writer's block for her second novel, face the grief that she's been ignoring, and learn to kind of start fresh, and giving herself the reset of kind of discovering her family history and dealing with these responsibilities, she reconnects with someone along the way that she didn't necessarily expect. It's very Sex in the City meets City Suckers in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and it's going to be on WGN, the home of the CW here in Chicago, Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Montana Mavericks.
Adele is going to be doing some acting soon, isn't she?
Yeah, moving over from just making music to diversifying a little bit. She's confirmed that she will make her big screen acting debut in a project called Cry to Heaven. It is an adaptation of the Anne Rice novel, be directed by Tom Ford. She will co-star alongside a number of English actors, including Colin Firth. It's in production right now. Filming will begin in January, and they think it'll be out in theaters next fall.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, it was only a matter of time, I think, Dean, before Sabrina Carpenter would branch out. She definitely has it, doesn't she?
She is the it girl of the past couple of years, with hit songs all over the place, awards all over the place. You may remember that she appeared at Lollapalooza with Earth, Wind, and Fire and brought the house down in Grant Park. Now she's announcing that she's going to make a return to acting. She started off on the Disney Channel and doing, you know, like little kid roles. But now that she's a superstar, she can kind of write her own ticket. And she says that she will produce and star in an Alice in Wonderland-inspired movie musical Bob loves the movie musical news that we bring each day.
Can't get enough.
This will be her first major studio film. It'll be produced by the guy that brought us both the stage and screen versions of Wicked. So it's got some pretty good credentials in it. This will be the first Alice in Wonderland adaptation since Tim Burton did it in 2010. And, of course, the 1951 animated film version from Disney. So we'll keep you posted on the progress of that.
I'm hearing that your conversation with Alicia Silverstone got a little bizarre. What happened?
A little weird. They have a new movie out that is on Netflix. It's Netflix is putting out a series of Christmas films because they're so popular on the Lifetime channel. So Netflix is honing in on it all. The first one is called Merry Little Xmas, about a separated couple who decide to celebrate one last Christmas together for the sake of their kids before they get divorced. And Alicia Silverstone stars along with Oliver Hudson, Jamila Jamil, and Pearson Fidei are the stars of this movie. And we chatted with the four of them, and we asked them, you know, what were the best Christmas gifts that you ever got? Alicia told us, but it was way more candid than we ever thought it would be.
When I was, I think, 9 or something, I had a huge crush on my cousin, and because he was older than me. He was like 19 or 20, and he was, well, you know, when he was there, he's so tall and handsome and lovely, and I was 8, for God's sake. It's not weird. Have you seen Clueless? She's going out with her stepbrother.
I was begging for the internet to clip that out.
Oh, fuck. I'm not trying to. Well, anyway, he gave me a Cabbage Patch doll. And it was a big deal. I loved this Cabbage Patch doll. It's not weird. He was just at my son's bar mitzvah. It's fine.
We're not having a relationship. To be fair, I had a crush on my cousin.
I'm glad all he gave you was a Cabbage Patch doll.
I had a crush on my cousin Melanie as well.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, we're not married.
So now we can both do
it. The more you both justify it, the better it gets.
Yeah, those Hollywood types, just like the rest of us.
That's a bit cringeworthy.
Two of the four had crushes on their cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of cousins. I love them very much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever could say that I had a crush on any of them.
No. All right, we'll give them the Jerry Lee Lewis Award. And now for the Steve Bertrand goodbye. We're going to talk to Steve here at about 8:48, but this is his last day here,
isn't it? His final day on WGN, and I just wanted to say congratulations on a fantastic life decision. He'll definitely be missed on the air, but you got to respect anyone who makes such a great life decision like this. He is... been there on the air for the good and the bad and providing laughs and his wit. And, I think back, I actually think, not to make this about me, but now that Steve is retiring, I believe I am the most senior on-air person on WGN now, which seems unbelievable to
me. Dean is the dean.
I am now, I clearly remember being the youngest guy at WGN, and that ain't the case no more.
It happens fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does, but I just wanted to say, I mean, Steve got us through so many major news stories, unprecedented moments that were breaking at the moment, and there aren't a lot of news people who can cover those kinds of things with such professionalism. Steve did also provide his personality and his wit, and added so much to all the shows on WGN. So final show is this afternoon for Steve. And congrats to him.
Yeah, and we'll talk him out of retirement here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, if he's like Tom Skilling, he'll be back in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, doing specials.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 40-year habit, hard to break, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to keep busy.
All right, thank you, Dean.
Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.